Recorded Books presents Dreams Rekindled by Amanda Cabot. Narrated by Barbara McCullough. Chapter 1. November 10, 1856. You're the luckiest person I know.
She's wrong. Totally and absolutely wrong. Dorothy Clark tightened her grip on the fork as she continued to beat egg whites for today's raisin pie. She was not lucky, and this was not the life she wanted. Not even having her best friend back in Mesquite Springs could compensate for the boredom and the knowledge that this was not how she was meant to spend her life. Running a restaurant might fill people's bellies, but it did nothing to challenge their minds. She doubted Laura would agree, so rather than rail at her, Dorothy answered as calmly as she could, "What makes you think I'm lucky?" The pretty brunette, who'd been her friend for as long as Dorothy could remember, shrugged as if the answer were obvious.
"Your mother lets you live here all by yourself. My mother would never agree to that."
Dorothy wouldn't dispute that. While she hadn't found it easy to convince Ma to let her leave the ranch and live in town, even temporarily, Mrs. Downey was more protective of her only child than Ma. Dorothy had been surprised, shocked, might have been a better word, when the Downeys had sent Laura to an exclusive girls' school back east. Admittedly, Laura had not lived alone, the way Dorothy now did, but she'd been more than 1,000 miles from home. "There's a simple reason Ma agreed," Dorothy told her friend. "We would have had to close Polly's place otherwise. I may be over 20, but Ma still doesn't want me riding by myself when it's dark outside." Dorothy was the one who fired up the restaurant's ovens well before the sun rose and started preparing the midday meals she and Laura would serve customers. While she would never be a gifted chef, like her sister-in-law Evelyn, or as accomplished as Laura was, now that she'd attended that fancy finishing school, Dorothy could get everything set out and ready before Laura arrived to prepare the more difficult dishes. "Once Wyatt and Evelyn return," Dorothy continued, "I'll have to move back to the ranch." Unless she could find a reason to stay here. Having her own home, even if it was only a small apartment over her sister-in-law's restaurant, was wonderful. Though she loved Ma, and hated to think of her being alone on the Circle C, Dorothy had discovered that she relished her independence. Here she was no longer Ma's daughter or Wyatt's younger sister. She was simply Dorothy, and that was good. Laura looked up from the pastry she was fitting into the pie plates, a conspiratorial smile turning her face from pretty to almost beautiful. The intricate hairstyles Laura had learned in Charleston highlighted her hair, making the most of the blonde streaks in otherwise ordinary brown tresses, and drew attention to the eyes that Dorothy had always envied. Hazel was so much more interesting than her own plain brown. Her dark brown hair and brown eyes were just as boring as the rest of her life. Dorothy lifted a forkful of egg whites, checking their consistency, as Laura said, "Maybe you'll be married, or at least courting before they are home again." Marriage. Laura was convinced that was the answer to every question, the solution to every problem. Once again, she was wrong. That'll never happen. Dorothy knew that as surely as she knew the sun did not rise in the west. She set the now stiff egg whites aside and began beating the butter and sugar together. At the other side of the long table, Laura frowned.
"I don't think I'll ever understand you. Every woman wants marriage and children."
Her normally sweet voice had turned steely with determination. And as she began fluting the edges of the first pie crust, her lips pursed as if she'd bitten into a lemon. "I wish I'd met the man of my dreams when I was back east. You know that's why Mother and Father sent me to the finishing school, don't you? They wanted me to find a husband." Unspoken was the fact that while
Sample complete. Ready to continue?